Despite the months of breathless hype following its win at this year's Cannes Film Festival, I somehow managed to walk into Bong Joon-ho's Parasite knowing hardly anything about it. That's rare in an era when we're inundated with information we didn't even want to know, but it seems like the entire world has conspired to keep the film's deepest secrets hidden. This is a movie that, as it unfolds, lulls you into a false sense of complacency because you grow ever more certain that you know exactly where it's heading. You don't. So I'll tiptoe around the mechanics of the plot as much as possible, because you should discover its surprises for yourself. Let's just say it begins with the Kims, a South Korean family of four, living in a cramped basement apartment at the end of an alley where drunk people often stop to urinate. They fold pizza boxes to make ends meet and leech off the Wi-Fi from the businesses above them. The Kims' patriarch is Kai Tech, played by Bong regular Kang Ho Song, who's desperate for a new money-making venture. He hatches a scheme after his older son Kai Wu becomes an English tutor for the teenage daughter of a wealthy family, the Parks, who live in an expensive house on the outskirts of the city. Through a series of hilariously complex deceptions, Kai Wu gets his younger sister a position as an art therapist for the Parks' strange son. Following that, Kai Tech becomes the Parks' chauffeur, and once the family's longtime live-in housekeeper is out of the picture, his wife, Chung Sook, immediately takes over. The Parks are none the wiser, completely unaware that their new hires are not only con artists, but a family themselves. And so Parasite resembles a heist film, with the have-nots pulling a fast one on the haves. But then there's a shift, and it becomes something else entirely. The movie's second half is in a perpetual state of metamorphosis. It's a grubby family drama, a scabrous social satire, an upstairs-downstairs farce, a twisty Hitchcockian thriller, and a bloody dark comedy. This should come as no surprise to anyone familiar with Bong's films, which tend to be shape-shifting entities that make strange bedfellows of seemingly incompatible tones. Consider his masterful Memories of Murder, a brutal police procedural imbued with slapstick, or The Host, a human comedy interrupted by a monster movie. Parasite might be his twistiest, craftiest, most elegantly paced movie yet. It's funny, creepy, tragic, and strangely moving, and often in rapid succession. And yet it's all of a piece. It doesn't lurch from humor to horror, but seamlessly pivots from one genre to another. At the core of Bong's exercise and stylistic gymnastics are the complicated social dynamics that exist within both families. The Parks are fastidious, almost suffocatingly so. The mother dotes perhaps too much on the little boy, while her husband is mostly absent, joylessly trudging up the stairs at the end of each workday and heading straight to the liquor cabinet. The Kims, meanwhile, live almost like prisoners in their cramped quarters. The father is so stingy that he leaves the windows open so that nearby fumigation will drift in and take care of their stink bug infestation. Bong is trafficking in themes and symbols that are hardly subtle, but the ways in which he pits his players against one another are more diabolical and much more complicated and nuanced than they initially appear. As in his comic eco-thriller Okja, which attacked commercial meatpackers and self-absorbed environmental activists with equal relish, Parasite refuses to divide its characters by their perceived moral failings. It's also as wildly entertaining as any mainstream Hollywood film. It contains scenes that will have you choking back gasps and moments of tension that will have you digging your fingernails into your palms. And it does all of this while making a cogent point about the intrinsic barbarism of a capitalistic society, in which the least fortunate are often forced to fight each other for the lowest rung on the ladder. Bong is one of the great film masters of South Korea, a country that regularly produces some of the most potent and ingenious of world cinema, but he may have topped himself this time. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.